Our first responder of the month is Officer Steve Gonzalez of the Aberdeen Police Department. Hi, Steve.
Hello.
Hey, I am so excited to call and tell you that you have won our first responder of the month because you were nominated, and out of a whole bunch of people, you were picked as our winner this month.
Well, thank you very much. I greatly appreciate it.
Well, here's the deal. Not only do you get that honor, but you also get some prizes.
Okay.
You get some pizza from Domino's Pizza, which is always great. You also get a prepaid $50 Visa card from Great Northwest Federal Credit Union.
Okay.
And you get a great little basket full of cool things from Aberdeen Office Equipment because they're cool and they sponsor this.
Yes. So. Absolutely. That's fantastic. Thank you.
And then we're going to do, of course, we're going to do an interview right now with you and talk a little bit more about you because we love people to get to know our first responders. There's so many wonderful ones here. Well, you stood out because you had a great nomination that talked about your love for our community and the fact that you are gracious when it comes to working with children. So why are you so attentive to children in the community?
Well, I think especially in today's society, like you just said, we don't get a whole lot of positive interaction. And when we do have a positive interaction, it's not as noted as the negatives, unfortunately.
Right.
And when an opportunity presents itself like that, and the intent wasn't to do anything but, you know, just kind of have a good time with Travis. And we did. We had a great time. We took some pictures. And I made a friend. He made a friend. And it just kind of maybe blossoms from there. And sometimes kids get a hold of me that I've had interactions with like that, and we have lunch at the school, or, you know, we do things like that. And sometimes you never hear from them again, but you had that moment and that time that you hope at some point through the course of their life it makes a difference, and they, you know, they respond to that later on or they think about that.
Officer Gonzalez, what got you in to being in law enforcement? Because this is a tough profession. What got you into it?
Kind of happenstance. I was actually a firefighter for several years.
Wow.
And the position that was open was for public safety. And without going into a whole lot of detail for a lengthy conversation, one thing led to another. I graduated the academy. The public safety position that was supposed to be open ended up being closed. I couldn't go back to being a firefighter. And being a police officer is where I ended up. And I've been doing it for just over 23 and a half years, and I've had some phenomenal, memorable moments in my career that I wouldn't have had otherwise.
Tell me a little bit about the team of officers that you work with.
We have a pretty solid department. We have a positive department. We've been through a lot of changes. We're getting a lot of new people in. That so now at this time in my life, I'm the old guy. And getting the jokes cracked about me that I made about the guys when I started. And so it's just a funny transition in the circle of life.
Yeah.
But we have a good department. And if we continue to get the people that we're starting to get, then we're going to have a wonderful, solid department for years to come.
That's great. What would you say your favorite thing about being an officer is?
I think, well, even still after so many years, I think it's putting on the uniform and driving around in my police car.
You like that?
I still get that. I love it. I still get that warm, fuzzy feeling sometimes. And not as, you know, there's so many things going on in this career and in our country that it's sometimes it's kind of hard to get that warm, fuzzy feeling. But even as at my age and as long as I've been doing it, I still have that feeling. And the other part of that is when you're driving around and people just, they give you that acknowledgement. You know what I mean? And it's not it's not the nervous acknowledgement. It's the true acknowledgement, and you can see it in how people respond to you, that they really do appreciate you because, like you said at the beginning of this, you don't get a lot of that much anymore. And the good, it doesn't matter if it's law enforcement or if you're working at Costco. A lot of times people say nothing about the good, but they say something about the bad.
Yeah, you see that a lot.
Yeah, so I think it's the uniform, wearing that, being in that police car, and just dealing with the public. Because if you can't deal with the public, then you just can't do this job.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's nice to have these warm feelings like today and just throughout the day of work or month or year.
That's great. All right, so there's people listening that are considering a career in law enforcement. Now you've been doing it for a while. What kind of what suggestion would you make to them if they think, man, I kind of like to do that?
Well, you know, we have an explorer post, and that's basically those that are in that position or mindset that this may be an interest of theirs. Is the explorer post is for young adults who are interested in law enforcement, and it gives them an opportunity to do a lot of what we do, from wearing uniforms to going to competitions and learning the law and, you know, the radio and all the things that we, not all the things, but a majority of the things that we do. That is a great avenue to go down, because that's going to give you a good inkling as to whether or not this is something you want to do. And if you don't want to go that in depth into it, then you come do some ride-alongs and find out, again, what we're doing is what you want to do. And, you know, the people that we deal with and the circumstances that we deal with daily, and, you know, the good, the bad, the ugly, it's all there. So that's the only way you can make a true decision, is to truly experience it, and more than once.
That's great. That's great advice. And what you do is very, very hard, and it takes a special individual to be able to continue doing the job that you do and keep your head above the water. And I just love the fact that you have such a positive outlook on it. So thank you for all that you do and your fellow comrades that help along with that. I, for one, and I know our radio station appreciates you, and we're just so thankful that you are the first responder of the month. Congratulations.
Well, thank you very much for everything. It's greatly appreciated.